Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep on rolling through this Week 10 NFL card. Gilles Gallant coming up in 20 minutes from now. He's got some touchdown props for the NFL weekend coming your way. Also, a two-minute drill next hour as well. All right, we get to the Rams and the Niners. We saw this game earlier on in the year, and the Rams are a huge favorite. They are favored by 8.5 at home. They lose outright. They shouldn't have. They fumbled as they were about to score one touchdown. It was just bad event after bad event. A very frustrating night. A lot of people knocked out in Survivor due to that game. The Rams are road favorites this time. So it's a shorter number. The number is 4.5. The total, 49.5. The Rams are on a bit of a roll here. They've won their last few. Last week, they just cruised past the Saints. Not much of a test at all. The Niners, nice road win for them. I know it's the lowly Giants, but they're so beat up. Anytime they win any game, you got to give them a lot of credit. The conversation starts with the injury report here. The Rams, they're another team that doesn't have anybody on the injury report. They're healthy, man. And then you look at the Niners, it's quite the opposite. Just on the defense, on IR, Bosa, Warner, new addition, Gross-Matos. Okay? So now you got three we'll call him a starter. Three big time contributors, right? Your two best defenders have been out and it's starting to show. Mykel Williams, he's out now. Linebacker D Winners, he's not practicing. Then limited on Thursday, you've got three defensive linemen and a middle linebacker. Three starting defensive linemen and a middle linebacker, in addition to everybody else that is now out for a long period of time. The Rams offense is churning, man. I know it's a divisional matchup. These games end up being closer than you expect. That's the only reason I don't have a play right now in this game. Are you doing anything with San Francisco LA Rams?
Just keeping my ticket very close to my chest, my over 10.5 wins. So anything San Francisco related that I talk about will be glass half full, because I have a nice position on the Niners over the win total, which was sort of built up over the summer, July and August, going to Vegas, finding 10.5 at even money, 10.5 at plus 110. Didn't think they would go through all this on defense. They just keep winning because they're so well coached, and that was sort of my handicap. I thought they'd be healthy. Certainly much healthier. And I looked at Shanahan and Robert Saleh. I mean, who's better? Considering all that's gone wrong this year on the injury front, Mac Jones is starting at quarterback. None of your receivers are healthy, and your three best players on defense are hurt, and you're still winning. Imagine if those guys were healthy. We'd be talking about them to go to the Super Bowl and maybe win the Super Bowl, which I also predicted. I have Bills over Niners. Here's the thing I wonder about, and I know what you're going to say because you don't trust Shanahan. Yesterday on KNBR, Kyle Shanahan said Brock Purdy is close to returning. When you hear that, do you think this weekend or do you think smokescreen?
I don't think anything, honestly. I don't think anything because I've been hearing this a while. So it's just like, it's white noise to me. It doesn't really mean anything. I'm just assuming it's Mac Jones until I see different. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
But boy, this is a long time for a toe.
So if we get a report today in the afternoon that Purdy's going to go, that won't change your opinion on the game at all?
Does the number change?
Or you just don't believe it? You just not believe it at that point?
Yeah, until he says he's in, he's our starter. I'm not really believing it 100%. But
I get it.
It could happen. Is it better? Is it much better if it's Purdy?
Much better? No. But Purdy's better. He's better than Mac. Mac's been unbelievable. Given the circumstances, he's been as important as any other quarterback in the NFC this year. As I said that, I'm like, well, who's been more important? Darnold? Who else? Danny Who else has been more important? Baker? Well, I'm talking NFC.
NFC only.
Baker, Darnold, Mac Jones. What's been a more impressive story? I would power rate them Mac 1, Baker 2, really? Darnold 3.
See, I would
Darnold
have
has
it.
Awesome weapons. But you put Darnold True. 1?
Yeah, I would have put Darnold.
But Mac isn't as good as those two guys.
No,
talent wise, I don't think. Like Baker and Darnold are more talented and have more tools and they're more dangerous. But for Mac to have this team here, I think is more impressive.
Purdy in his two games, he had 4 interceptions. So he didn't have a great start. Like based on what we've seen so far this year, I know Purdy's a better quarterback overall because we know that from the larger sample, but he didn't have a good start. When he's been out there, it's been 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. It's not been great. So doesn't that lead you to believe maybe that Shanahan's like, let's slow play this? We don't need to rush you back.
Like, sure.
Why would he be in a rush to remove Mac Jones from the field right now? So it's kind of what I think is happening. No matter what they say, I'll believe it when I see it. I don't think it changes the handicap. I'm not quite sure that, okay, let's say they announce Purdy's in. The number will move. Of course it will, just because. But where does it go to 3.5 where we already were?
Which gets potentially bet back anyway, so it could close 4.
Yeah.
Because those people that like the Rams, that bet the Rams, I mean, this move came, what, yesterday or Wednesday? All my days are run together at this point. But somebody or some groups came in and laid 3.5 to 4.5. That much is obvious. I don't think Brock Purdy playing would change their minds. You would see that support come in for San Fran, but that doesn't mean that it can't get shoved right back. So it's a game that I don't have in any of my contests. I'm rooting for San Francisco and Shanahan all time against McVay, 11-7. So not that that means much, but he has had better performances than McVay has for sure.
It's something I keep going back to on this game. And I'm like you, I don't have a play on this game right now. Maybe I should. But one thing I keep going back to, okay, since they've been all hurt all year, San Francisco, but the really big injuries on defense have been there for 3 weeks. Okay, that first game without Warner, that was a Sunday night game. Domination by San Francisco. Houston and the Giants. Those are the two offenses that they've played without both Bosa and Warner. If you want to count the Falcons, that's fine too. But really, after things set in, reality set in, this is life now for you guys. It's been Houston and the Giants. Not very good offenses. Here come the Rams. I want to bet Rams, but I don't know that I'm going to get there due to the history of the series and how close these games are. But it wouldn't surprise me if the Rams win by double digits. But we know that's just not how this series goes.
The other game that we should talk about before we hit our final timeout of the hour. I love this game in a teaser so much. Get me through 3. Get me through 7. I'm not a big teaser person, but this is such a good spot to take the Eagles, who I think are going to win to begin with. I think they're going to win. And I can take the 2.5 and add 6 more and get that through 4, 6, 7, and 8 against a Packers team that will not have Tucker Kraft. Jordan Love's favorite target and most lethal weapon, you could argue. I think the Eagles win, but if you're a teaser player and you can still do it relatively cheap, minus 120, minus 130, some books let you do it. Don't do the $1.40, $1.50, $1.60 nonsense. Philly in a teaser is such a good bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This number is all over the place. There are some offshores that have this at Green Bay minus one. And then I'd say the majority of books have it Green Bay minus 2.5, all over the place. You mentioned Tucker Kraft out for the year. 24% of the receiving yardage, 24% comes from Kraft. So now what are you going to do? There's this expectation, well, they're going to bounce back because they have to, because they're at Lambeau, because they're a good football team in Green Bay. I don't know. Week to week, I don't know which Green Bay team's going to show up. They better get one hell of a game out of Parsons, putting pressure on Hurts and company. Now, the Eagles, they make a number of additions over the last couple of weeks. We saw Bigsby in his first game. He goes over 100 yards for them. They add a couple corners, Jair Alexander, Michael Carter, and then this past week, Jalen Phillips. 15 days off. They're coming off the bye, and it's a Monday game. I like the Eagles to win the game, too. I don't get it, 2.5. I don't think there's any way this gets to 3. This is the top of the market. If you like the Eagles, play the plus 2.5 or take them on the money line. And you're right, it's a strong teaser leg as well. But I like the Eagles in the game. I think they're looking good. That Kraft injury is brutal for them because they just were starting to get what they knew that they had out of Kraft. And the world was starting to see, dude, is this guy Gronk? Like, this guy's unbelievable. He might be the best tight end in football. And now, torn ACL later, he's done for the year. He kept going to him in the red zone. 11 red zone targets for Kraft, and now you remove that guy from the offense. I don't think we're going to see a completely different team than what we saw last Sunday against Carolina. But it is the NFL. It could flip, and it does a lot with this team.
Philly's been playing with multiple injuries on the offensive line. I've heard that those guys are on the mend and will be coming back soon, relatively soon. So this could be a bye point on Philly. You know, this was a team that was, you know, 3-1 or so, 275 to win the NFC. Remember, they were 550 to win the Super Bowl in the summer. Mm-hmm. They were favored to win the Super Bowl. And now you get that price, 8-1 Super Bowl. 4.25 NFC. If they blow out the Packers, if this is how people think and this is how books book, if they blow out the Packers, kiss the 8-1 goodbye and kiss the 4.25 goodbye in the NFC.
It's going to be a good game. Like, we're kind of struggling with a few games with the bye, international game, but this should be a good one on Monday. Looking forward to it. Maybe it's your NFC championship game. Who knows? Joe O, Sammy P, Joe Gallant. From the Action Network, we'll be dropping by next. Another hour to go here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.